It's Friday. That's right. It is time for Week 9 college football potential upset picks, and we're going to guess where College Game Day is going for week number 10. Let's go on and dive into it.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances, plus take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right, I am your host, Gary Seegers, of course, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. You can get me on TikTok, you can get me on Instagram, you can get me on X. You guys know what is going on there. Hopefully everybody's had a wonderful week thus far. We've got plenty to discuss today. Let me go on and tell you first, though, subscribe if you haven't already done that, whether it is to the podcast or the YouTube channel, or go to bettingcfb.com, and you'll get all of my stat projections, my early picks, my official plays, all that kind of stuff. bettingcfb.com, and it's $5 a month, $50 for the year. Very easy. Even in the off season, we're going to be making futures bets, we're going to be going over stats, we're going to preview stuff, all the stuff that I'm working on. I'll just put up over there, and I'll use that to prep for getting ready for next season as we go, because we are more than halfway through this season already. How crazy is that? College football, it just constant moving. We wait forever for it to get here, and then it's gone in a flash. I mean, it's just like that. So, all right, lots to discuss today, so let's go on and get to it. Upset underdog picks, or underdog upset picks, for college football week number 9. And I've got 9 games where I think there is potential, and all of these are a little bit bigger. I didn't go with the small dogs this time, but I'm going with a 5-dog round robin, and I'm going to do a long shot, a longer odds, 4-dog round robin. And I'm doing both of these, minimal money, no big deal, but just something to have fun with, because I think there is potential on these. Very, very interesting games. So if you're watching on YouTube, let me go on and pull up on the screen here the projected win probabilities based on 5 factors plus talent. Now, if you're over at bettingcfb.com, you got this early, but this kind of gives you an idea. As you could see, you know, Sam Houston beat Florida International the other night, and the implied probability from the sports books was that Sam Houston would win 68.75% of the time. I had it as a 50-50 shot, basically, and Sam Houston won on a last-second field goal, or last-minute field goal. Kennesaw State, the sports books gave them a 6.67% chance. My numbers gave them a 42.55% chance. So, you know, there is something to this. So let's go ahead and take a look at this and see what we've got going on. The shorter odds games that I think we are going to have potential upsets. Louisiana Monroe is 6-1. They're going to South Alabama. South Alabama is as inconsistent as the day is long. I mean, it is just, you never know what you're going to get from them. Some weeks they can put up 45. Some weeks they can put up, who even knows how much. So, yeah, just bananas. Just bananas. Louisiana Monroe, their numbers don't make any kind of sense whatsoever. But when you look at this, I've got them right here. Sportsbooks give Louisiana Monroe a 29.85% chance to win outright. I give them a 49.7% chance to win outright. So we'll take ULM, and I didn't write down my odds on this. Let me see what I can do on that. Okay, so looking at the odds now, Louisiana Monroe is plus 225 at South Alabama on that one. Second game of the 5-teamer, San Jose State. I know I talked about them on the BetUS show. It is an absolute mess what is going on there. I don't understand it. But we'll see. You know, the quarterback situation is weird, but when you look at their numbers, they're really good. Fresno has been, I mean, we don't even know really what Fresno's doing. But my numbers have got this, you know, the sports books have Fresno with a 65.75% implied probability. I've got them at 49.86%. San Jose State has got 38.76%. I've got them at 50.14%. So I think San Jose State has a very good shot of winning this game outright. You can get them at plus 170 on that. Texas Tech, again, high variance, volatile. You never know what you're going to get, especially between them and TCU. Texas Tech, I have got them, and I thought that was a night game. Maybe that's an afternoon game. There we go. All right, so Texas Tech, 34.48% chance to win outright per the sports books implied odds. I've got them at 48.3%. Texas Tech could easily hang 50 on the board. They could turn the ball over six times and get blown out. I mean, there's no telling. So when you're doing these kind of money line round robins, you're looking for variance. You're getting plus 200 with Texas Tech. I think there's certainly a shot that they could win the game outright against TCU. All right, moving on from there, game number four, Michigan State, plus 170. Yeah, Michigan State against Michigan. This thing jumped all the way up to 5.5 yesterday. It's back down to 4.5. You can get Michigan State at plus 170 to win the game outright. Sportsbooks have them at 40.65% implied probability. I've got them at 47.43. Yeah, my numbers still think that Michigan is the more efficient team, the better in field position, but these are season-long numbers. Michigan State has been playing way better as of late. Way, way better. Michigan just cannot seem to get out of their own way. So, bit of a vibes play, as Parker would say. So, game four, Michigan State plus 170. And then game five, I gave this out on betting CFB already, when it was Georgia State plus 8. Now you can get a 7. It's trending towards moving to 6.5. But Georgia State is plus 230 to win outright at App State. App State is not a good football team. They're just not. And they haven't played a lot of football in the last month. They've had to deal with flooding up there in Boone. It's been a problem, you know, after Hurricane Helene. And this team's defense is just not very good. Not very good. So you can get plus 230 on that. So our five-teamer right there, ULM plus 225, San Jose State plus 170, Texas Tech plus 200, Michigan State plus 170, and Georgia State plus 230. On that. Now, as far as the long odds around Robin, I've got four teams here with longer odds than a touchdown, and I think that there's a chance all of these win outright. Not all of them. Obviously, there's a reason why they are underdogs, but still. Temple going to ECU. Now, obviously, we've all heard about the dead coach bounce. ECU fired Mike Houston. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, but the last 2 years have certainly left a lot to be desired for Pirates fans. Temple has played a lot better since Evan Simon took over at quarterback. The offense is actually functional. They're actually pretty good. I think this is a decent team. Decent's a strong word there. They are a formidable team. And East Carolina is kind of the same thing. When you look at the numbers, the sportsbooks give Temple a 32.79% implied win probability. I've got them a 45.82% implied probability. So I think that Temple has a good shot of actually winning the game outright. So you can get Temple at plus 260. Yeah, that makes sense to me. The Sunflower Showdown. Now, my number overall on the season has Kansas State by like 16. So my number, especially at home, likes Kansas State. Chris Klieman certainly knows how to beat Kansas. But when you dive into this and you look at how Kansas has played as of late, they're not turning the ball over as much. The offense is somewhat clicking. I mean, it's very touch and go, but still. You look at the implied probability, and the sportsbooks have Kansas with a 26.32% implied probability to win the game. I've got them at 42.24%. I think there is a world, especially as of late, because I don't know if Avery Johnson's healthy. If you look at what he was able to do running the ball last week. They did not run him very much. And I don't know that they necessarily needed him to, but I wonder if he's fully healthy. And if he's not, there is a chance that Kansas can take advantage of that if Kansas State can't put points on the board. So I will, Kansas plus 285. A long shot. I don't think it's going to happen, but, I mean, that's what these are. Long odds, right? All right, we got two more on this. Central Michigan. Central Michigan is a conundrum. Miami of Ohio right now is a massive, massive favorite. The sportsbooks give them an 82.3% implied probability to win the game. I've got them at 51.96%. I don't think Miami of Ohio is as good as people are making them out to be. I think people are still remembering them winning that MAC title last year. Central Michigan is hit or miss. They can win by three touchdowns. They could lose by four touchdowns. Like, it's all over the place. You never know what you're going to get out of this team. Implied probability is 22.22% at the books, and I've got them at 48%. So when you can look at that, and you've got Central Michigan at plus 400, yeah, we'll toss them on there as well. And then the last one, this one's going to seem kind of odd. Missouri going to Alabama. This number has gone up and up and up. I think it's at like 18 now. I mean, it's just bananas. But Missouri, the sportsbooks give them a 14.71% implied probability to win the game outright. I've got them at 47.39%. Now, part of this is vibes. Part of this is we don't really know what's going to happen with Missouri. Brady Cook is doubtful. It looks like he's not going to play. He might play. I mean, he was in the hospital last week during the Auburn game and came back and led the win. I wonder about Alabama's psyche. They got beat by Vanderbilt, came back and looked absolutely awful against South Carolina. Now, part of that had to do with South Carolina's defensive line. Missouri, their front seven has actually been pretty good against the run. If Bama cannot get the run game going, if there's something actually going on with Jalen Milroe, if he is actually hurt because he didn't look right last week, if that Alabama offense doesn't score, Missouri can hang around in this game. So like I said, implied probability for Missouri is 14.71%. I've got him at 47.39%. Nate Noel being out, I don't feel like that's as huge of a deal because I think Marcus Carroll is a really good running back. So you give him enough carries, and I think that they're going to be just fine. So the four on that one is Temple plus 260, Kansas plus 285, Central Michigan plus 400, and Missouri plus 680. I should start just doing sprinkles instead of the round robins. I should probably just do sprinkles. Make a little more sense. It would be fun. Maybe I'll do that for the rest of the year. We'll see.
Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
All right, moving along. There we go. Good gracious. We're moving into, where is College Game Day going for week number 10? We're in week 9. They're in Bloomington this week. I don't think anybody assumed that they would be at a not great Washington team going to Bloomington. But when the story is Indiana, then okay, I guess it does make sense. So we will carry on and we will look at what we've got for next week. I don't think there's a ton of options, if you want to be completely honest. So let's take a look at our schedule for next week. Vanderbilt goes to Auburn. Pitt goes to SMU. Minnesota to Illinois. These are all the to-be-determined games. Ohio State and Penn State is the big noon kick. Army and Air Force, if Army remains undefeated this week, potentially that one's on CBS. There's just not a lot of like huge options. Florida going to, well, not going to Georgia, but they're playing in Jacksonville. You guys know, world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Iowa State could be a spot, I guess. It's on ESPN. Texas Tech is going there, so if Texas Tech wins this weekend, that could potentially be a spot. But let's be completely honest. Well, let's go through the other options first. Okay. Duke at Miami could be interesting if Duke beats SMU this week. I don't think it's going to happen. But there's certainly storylines there with Manny Diaz going back down to Coral Gables. Obviously, he was the coach at Miami before he became defense coordinator at Penn State. Now he is down at Duke. And is leading, they're 6-1. Offense isn't any good, but the defense has been lights out. So you've got Duke at Miami. That is a potential spot. Pitt remained undefeated last night. They got a big win, not in the way that I believe anybody would have assumed, but they got a big win last night. So Pitt at SMU, if SMU beats Duke, you got a one-loss SMU team hosting an undefeated Pitt team, and it's SMU's first year inside the ACC. This is an ESPN property. If you're wanting to bump up the ACC at all, then, yeah, that game absolutely would make sense. Where I think they are going, and this is, you know, game day is supposed to be the pulse of college football and whatnot. The whole college football world is going to be focused on Beaver Stadium next week. Ohio State at Penn State. Now, if Penn State goes and loses to Wisconsin, then that's out of there. But this is a spot where Ohio State can get got, and if they lose that game, then they are probably, most assuredly, not going to make it to the Big Ten title game, and that is a huge, huge thing for them, because I feel like everybody just assumed with this roster that's $15 to $20 million that they would be there. They do have a really good roster, but when you got games at Oregon, at Penn State in a season like this, anything's possible. Anything is possible. All right, that is going to wrap things up. It's a short podcast, but it's Friday, and we are so glad to be here. We're always glad to be here, and we're glad that you're here. I appreciate you guys. Check out Ticket Smarter for me. TicketSmarter.com, the mobile app, of course, very easy to do. They are an incredible third-party ticketing vendor, and I've used them multiple times. My friends have used them. You can save money every single time. It's not a one-time sign-up thing, but you can save money every time you buy tickets from them if you use the promo codes WCE10 or WCE20. Very easy to do. Go on and knock that out. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter. Along with that, Ghost Sleeves. The best kinesiology technology on the market. These compression sleeves are fantastic. GhostSleeves.com/WCE. That is where you want to go. You can get 15% off your order there. I would highly recommend them. They are proud sponsors of Winning Cures Everything. All right, with that said, let's dive out of this thing. Make sure and check out the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Yeah, we have a good time over there. There's a link in the description for you to sign up or to subscribe to the YouTube channel over there. It's free. You just got to go sign up. Or not sign up. You just got to go click the button, subscribe. You guys know how to do it. But like this, not like. What am I talking about? What do you do on podcasts? Leave a nice review. There you go. Do that. All right. Good gracious. I hope you all enjoy your weekends. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. And hopefully, God bless college football, of course. But hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!